This gallery celebrates the expansive reach and range of Buddhist practice through the centuries. The objects here tell a story that continues even today, but it all began with a prince in northern India in the 5th century BCE. His name was Siddhartha Gautama. He, perhaps like you, was sensitive to the suffering he observed around him. But for him, it felt like the weight of the world, like the suffering of all life, was bearing down on his heart. He observed disease and pain. He was troubled by the inevitability of aging and death. He decided to abandon his royal life and try to find a solution to suffering through religious study. For 6 years, he practiced rigorously, eating only a single grain of rice per day. But it didn't reveal a way to end the aching agony of existence. Distraught, it said that this prince-turned-holy man sat down under a tree to think and was determined to find some kind of insight. His meditation led eventually to the profound realization that attachments to impermanent things are the true cause of suffering, attachments to objects, emotions, physical existence itself. Through his enlightenment, he earned the designation Buddha, meaning awakened one. From northern India, the teachings of the Buddha spread out across the world. Each culture adopted Buddhism's core principles, and the teachings, rituals, and images evolved in slightly different ways, often to become more compatible with local traditions. As you walk through this gallery, take note of the different forms of Buddhist practice described. You'll find reflections on ethics, pilgrimages, rituals, commemorations, and many other practices connected with the objects on display. As for the objects, you'll find more than 200 artworks spanning 2 millennia.